Jewish news from down under. Down under. With Vic Aladaf.
G'day, mate.
Vic Aladaf, a very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you. Good to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. All right, tell me about this death of a communal stalwart in Australia, but a former South African Jewish leader.
We don't often talk about this sort of thing, but I thought Aubrey Krawitz, somebody I knew very well, just died right at the end of 2018. And he was a real doyen of our community here, but with a former South African, and if I'm not mistaken, a former chair of the Israel United Appeal in Johannesburg, came here approximately 30 years ago, well, in fact, in 1995, so that is about almost 30 years ago, and he joined what we call here the JCA, the Jewish Communal Appeal, which is our fundraising for the Sydney Jewish community. And Aubrey became an icon of the fundraising world, and he just initiated a whole lot of ways of doing business. I'm talking about fundraising with one-on-one meetings, with functions to welcome new immigrants, and at that time people were pouring in, dare I say it, from South Africa as well as from other countries. And Aubrey just absolutely made a name for himself. And it was interesting because in South Africa he had been very much a leader in the RUA field. And here he sort of crossed the road, as it were, and devoted himself to fundraising for the local community. And a lovely guy. I knew him well. I worked closely with him. I was doing freelance work at the time for that organization. And he's leaves wife, children, grandchildren, but really made a name for himself. And as a former South African, I have no doubt
absolutely
that there will be listeners who knew Aubrey Krawitz and think very fondly of him.
Absolutely right. Moving on, an Australian Jewish author honored in New York. Which one? Who is this?
So his name is Bram Presser, Presser, from Melbourne. And yet another Holocaust book, and yet another Holocaust book, which is making waves around the world. So Bram Presser, he's a very colorful character. He's a lawyer, but with dreadlocks and tattoos and all sorts of things.
Wow, you're right.
has written a book called The Book of Dirt, and it has just been awarded a top U.S. literary the top U.S. Jewish literary award. And the awards will be held on March 5 in New York. And it's also won about four or five literary awards here in Australia. So, in the book, he reconstructs his own Holocaust story, obviously his grandparents, their stories in Theresienstadt, in Prague, et cetera, et cetera. And then, so it's fiction and it's fact combined. But has made, waves.
I hadn't actually heard it. I'm going to try and get hold of it. It's called The Book of Dirt.
The Book of Dirt, yes, by Bram Presser, Presser.
Because if there's one,
he's just undertaken a book tour of the United States, actually, to promote the book, and so it's done very nicely, doing very nicely.
Absolutely fantastic. 400 youth at a Maccabi Carnival.
So this is something, so we have here what you call junior carnivals and senior. And the word carnival is actually, it's a combination of sport and social, and particularly, so in this case, it's the junior carnival, which is kids between 11 or 12 or so going up to 16. And so they come from right around the country, and it's in a different center every year. So this year it's here in Sydney. And it's a fabulous way of Jewish kids getting to meet Jewish kids from the other states. This is a big country physically.
Sure.
So they come together for 10 days, and it's sport and social events and forming lasting friendships. And it's happening right now. So, they have a big opening ceremony, closing ceremony. And so it's happening right here in Sydney. 400 kids from right around the country.
The world and the Jewish world certainly will never forget the Maccabi tragedy that affected the Australian team.
Yes.
I'm not sure when it was. Was it 98?
It was 1997.
Has that legacy that tragedy remained alive within the Australian Maccabi consciousness?
Very much so. And just to remind people who are not aware of it, so 1997, the opening ceremony of the Maccabi Games, when the teams were walking over what turned out to be a very flimsy footbridge to get to the stadium, the bridge collapsed while the Australian delegation was walking over it, and the end result for the Australians was that four Australians lost their lives. Four Australians died in that tragedy, some drowning in the water, inhaling the toxic water of the yeah. river which they fell into. And for a long time, Howard, there was a lot of acrimony even between the Australian Jewish community and the Maccabi organizers in Israel, because of the difficulty of getting, not that one can ever compensate for such awful tragedies, but the difficulties in getting compensation, remuneration, for what had taken place. And there was an endless back and forth, a number of meetings and legal meetings, etc. And not only the four who died, but there was a young girl, she was 14, Sasha Elterman, who ingested so much of the toxic water and was critically ill 4 months at a time. So the repercussions were widespread, and it took a long time for that relationship, not between Australia and Israel, obviously, Australian Jewry and Israel, but with Maccabi Israel, Maccabi organizers, to acknowledge their responsibility in dealing with it. It is 20 years later now. It was 1997. And so, yes, so everything has moved on. And so much so that Australia every year sends, after Israel and after the United States, and South Africa's up there as well, obviously, one of the largest delegations to the Maccabi Games, between 400 and 500 athletes every year. So, yes, we have moved on from that.
Absolutely. Fascinating. I've been chatting to Vic Aladef. He's the Chief Executive Officer of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. We speak to him every Tuesday and get an update as to what is happening down under. Thanks, Vic. Have a fantastic day. Time is 6:21. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem.